Is it a robot? Robot or not?
John, this comes from Tim, who wrote into robot@theincomparable.com. I live in Switzerland, and at a dinner out with colleagues one night, which is, by the way, the source of most of the things we get here, is somebody had a conversation, and they said, I'm going to email robot@theincomparable.com. At a dinner out with colleagues one night, we started debating what makes an activity a walk versus a hike. Some said a hike requires an altitude change. Others argued that distance was the major factor. Walks are shorter, hikes are longer. While others argued that intention was the most important. I'm going for a walk down the mountain versus I'm going to hike down the mountain. Or could it be that the type of gear required determines what type of activity it is? And I will throw in here, as Jason, that I debate walk versus hike all the time because my Apple Watch has two different activity types, outdoor walk and outdoor hike. And I never know which one to pick. Look, when I'm walking in my neighborhood with the dog, it's an outdoor walk. But if we go on one of the trails up on the mountain with the dog, or if we even walk through our neighborhood to the big hill behind our house and walk over that and back, I usually mark that as a hike. But I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not. So what do you think? What makes a hike different from a walk?
I think there is overlap between walk and hike. They're not entirely overlapping, but there is a region where they overlap. There are things that are obviously walks, which would involve walking along man-made things. You're walking along sidewalk in your neighborhood. No matter how hilly your neighborhood is, you're on a walk. That's not a hike, right? No. And then there are things that are obviously hikes, going through the untracked wilderness on a mountain, obviously a hike.
Sure.
And then there are things that you're just talking about where it's like, okay, what if I'm on a trail?
Yeah.
The trail is in the woods and the trail is, you know, not perfectly smooth paved, right?
Yeah.
It is
exactly
a dirt trail.
I'm on a dirt trail and a fire road and another dirt trail, and we're going over a hill and there's horses that are loose out there. It feels like a hike.
That is in the overlap thing, because I believe you could call that a walk.
Yeah.
Because it's probably not particularly challenging and mostly civilized, but you could also call it a hike because it is not a completely man-made, smooth, like theme park type of go along.
For sure.
Right? And so that's in the overlap area. And that's just, it's just the words we have to describe things, walk and hike, can both be used to describe things in that middle zone. And when it switches over for you is like, I guess it's mostly kind of like personal, like how challenging is it to you? How far is it? How hilly is it? How many rocks are there? If you have to cross over some little stream or something and there's no bridge, does it suddenly become a hike, or do you still consider it a walk? You can decide for yourself in that overlap region, but unfortunately there is an overlap region where it could be called one or the other.
I think, and our listeners are going to hate that because they hate overlap. They want everything defined.
I mean, I don't make the rules. This is the language we've got here.
You're right. It's actually funny. So I walk my dog in my neighborhood and it's all on sidewalks and pavement and paved roads, and that's a walk. When we go back behind our house, we go on a trail and a hill, or a trail and a fire road and another trail, and there's a big elevation gain, and then we end up on this hillside that's got a dozen horses on it that live there, and you walk on a trail and then a fire road through that.
You talk about Horse Hill?
It is Horse Hill. the best name ever for a hill that has horses on it is Horse Hill.
There you go. It's right there.
You know, people can look it up and they'll know sort of where I live. So that's a hike, I think. But we go on this other thing that's a fire road. It's not at any point a trail. It's just a fire road because on the mountain behind our house, Mount Tamalpais, there are lots and lots and lots of fire roads because there's lots of terrain. And if there's a fire anywhere, the fire road being defined as being wide enough that like a fire engine can go down it, as opposed to a trail that really is just for people. And the rules are different on fire roads. And, you know, you can take your dogs off leash on fire roads, but on the trails, you have to put them on a leash. All sorts of rules about that. We do a really nice walk out there, but I don't think that I would call that a hike, because while it is in the open space and there are no, you know, vehicles out there unless there's a fire engine going by or something, and it's dirt and it's rutted and all of that, it's flat. The part we do is flat. There is a trail that goes way up into the mountain and all that, but we don't take that. I don't consider that a hike because although it's longer, it's like 3 miles in and out, it's just flat on a dirt road. And so I always think of that as a really nice walk. So I do see what Tim is saying. I kind of think that some level of stressfulness helps it become hikey, But at the same time, if I was walking a long walk along a shoreline that was kind of rugged, I might call that a hike, even though there's no elevation gain to speak of.
Yeah, even though it's no more challenging than the one you go on all the time. Like, part of what makes you call it one thing or the other is like routine. If someone did the exact same walk that you did, but it was the first time they'd ever do it, they might have called it a hike. But the 17th time you've done it, maybe it's just a walk.
Yeah. I think I went through that process where I'm like, actually, this is much less stressful than the one that we do over Horse Hill, because that has like several hundred feet of elevation gain. And although we have to drive to this one and it's beautiful, it's flat. It's not really like a workout. It's just a nice place to take the dog. And so it's demystified it to the point where I don't think it's a hike anymore. But I do think you can, I think the hike is in the eye of the beholder. And I think the more rugged it gets, or the more rustic it gets, or the more stressful it gets, there are lots of, or the longer it gets. I think that if you did something that was a real length, you might call it that was a hike, right? Like, I think there are lots of ways to kind of push it over past walk, but I think it's a kind of a fascinating topic, but I agree with you that it's kind of in the eye of the beholder, or the hiker, or the walker.